Chapter 2. Where you at? Tara texted Cooper from her front stoop later that evening. She and Cooper had planned days ago to meet Darcy on Saturday night. They were all supposed to get pizza and then head to the movies. Tara had been looking forward to going out all week, though she didn't really want to see Zombie Storm, the movie Cooper kept talking about. But everything changed after Rochelle's visit. Even though Tara escaped the house with Kayla for a while, she had been unable to shake the memories the photos had triggered. At one point, Kayla even asked her about it.
"What's wrong, Aunt Tara?" the little girl had said,
taking a break from playing with Kalina Mason, a little girl from down the street who often visited the park on weekends with her mom, Lizelle.
"Don't you want to sit on the swing with me?"
Tara had been zoning out on a bench, leaving Kayla alone on the sliding board for a few minutes.
"Yeah, Kayla, you know I always want to play with you," she said,
pretending it was a normal Saturday morning in early August. But whenever she closed her eyes, Tara kept seeing Rudy's face. And then the thoughts would blast through her head, like the music from the lowriders that sometimes circled the park. "He's coming back. He's coming here. I'm going to have to face him." The thoughts tormented her all day, making her edgy and nervous even as she sat on the stoop waiting for Cooper to arrive. Suddenly, her phone began vibrating. Tara jumped as Cooper's text message lit up the tiny screen. "Almost there." A minute later, his beat-up pickup truck pulled to a squeaky stop in front of her house.
"What's happening, T?"
Cooper asked as he emerged from the truck wearing a crisp white T-shirt and sagging indigo jean shorts that hung low so that they were nearly as long as pants.
"Sorry I'm late, but you know how Larry Nye is. That dude is the first to complain if you're 30 seconds late. But if you stay a half hour extra cleaning up that garage at the end of the night, he don't say a thing. Not even a thank you."
Tara noticed that Cooper's shoulders seemed wider and the V-shape of his back broader than just a week or so ago. The weightlifting he had been doing for the upcoming football season was already making him look bigger. Just seeing him made her feel a little better.
"I told you, you're the best thing to happen to that garage. Old Mr. Nye's gonna realize that once you cut your hours this fall for football. But that's okay. Serves him right," Tara grumbled, trying to forget about what happened earlier. "Come on, let's go. I've been stuck here all day, and my mom and cousin have been driving me crazy."
Cooper leaned in for a kiss, and Tara kissed him back quickly, though she found herself holding on to him for a second, pressing her face into his chest before letting him go.
"You okay? What's wrong, girl?"
For an instant, she imagined telling him what was upsetting her.
"There's something I never told you, Coop. Something that happened to me a long time ago."
But the words snagged in her throat.
"Nothing," she said instead. "Just my cousin and my mom. They all hyped about this party, but I ain't feeling it. I mean, why we gotta go gathering the whole family? There's only like 3 people I really want to see at this thing anyway." "Party? You sure you feeling all right? You're the last person I know to be hating on a party." "This ain't a little friends thing, Coop. My family's having one of their big reunions for my great-aunt's birthday in a couple of weeks. It's gonna be off the chain, like almost 100 people or something." "Oh, that reminds me. You're coming, right? You can even bring Dez, too. There'll be tons of food," Tara added.
Cooper's younger brother, Desmond, was going out with Darcy's little sister, Jamie, so Tara figured she would invite them both.
"Yeah, I guess so. But I'm probably going to be late."
"Late? Why?"
"Tara, this is the first time you even told me about this thing. I got double practices for football the second half of August. I can't skip it unless I'm in the hospital or something. You know how Coach Meat is. Ain't no big thing. I'll just come over as soon as I'm done,"
Cooper explained.
"Just save some food for me, all right? Speaking of food, I'm starving. Can we go to Nico's? I'm gonna start eating my hand if I don't get some food quick."
"Is that all you can think about? Food?" Tara snapped.
She knew Cooper was right. Normally, it wouldn't be a big deal if he were late for something. It actually happened all the time, and Tara often teased him for it. But this was different. It meant she would be at the reunion without him, at least for a time.
What? Girl, I'm serious. I ain't had nothing to eat since breakfast.
Whatever, she said, crossing her arms. She knew it wasn't his fault that she was upset. She wished she could just skip the party and never have to think about it again.
Seriously, can we talk about this later? If I don't eat soon, I'ma go zombie on you.
Cooper then moaned and reached his arms out, zombie style, dragging his leg behind him as they made their way toward his pickup. At the curb, he turned suddenly and grabbed her shoulder as if he was going to take a bite.
Coop, would you quit playing?
She snapped, shrugging him aside and getting into the truck.
Come on, Tara,
Cooper teased as he sat next to her in the driver's seat.
I'm just trying to get you in the mood. Remember? Zombie storm tonight? You know you're gonna get scared and cover your eyes, just like you did at Tara in the streets.
He started the noisy truck and drove off.
I wasn't scared. That movie was just dumb. Too dumb to watch, so I had to close my eyes, Tara cut back. Besides, you know I don't like scary movies. I don't even want to see no zombie film. I bet Darcy don't neither. Are you serious? After all them cheesy flicks you made me see? You remember the one about the friends who share their magic genes? That was good, Tara insisted, relieved to be talking about something besides the reunion. Admit it. The part about the girl reuniting with her daddy had you all choked up, don't even front. I remember you wiping your eyes. That's because I was trying not to sleep. I had to do this just to keep my eyes open.
Cooper then put his hand near his eye and pretended to prop his eyelid up. As he did, he looked at her for a second with a silly expression on his face. Though she didn't want to, she could feel herself beginning to smile. Before it happened, she slapped him playfully on the arm.
You're crazy,
she said, shaking her head.
That's why you like me, right?
He asked, quickly grabbing her hand and holding it.
Who said I liked you?
Tara replied, gently squeezing his hand back. She smiled freely for the first time all day.
Oh, it's gonna be like that now? Isn't it always? You're right, it is,
he agreed, grinning back at her. A crowd had already gathered in the multiplex lobby when they arrived. Cast in deep red and blue lights from the theater's overhead signs, people looked strange and zombie-like as they crammed in the ticket line. It seemed to Tara as if half the city had decided to join them at the movies.
This is gonna be good,
Cooper said, rubbing his hands together in excitement.
It better be, Tara teased, as they paid for their tickets.
I wish Hakeem were here, Darcy added wistfully.
Uh-oh, here we go again, Tara thought.
For days, Darcy had been unable to talk about anything except her ex-boyfriend, Hakeem Randall. The two broke up at the end of the school year when Hakeem moved with his family to Detroit to deal with his father's illness. Darcy had been devastated, but she had just learned that Hakeem was returning for his junior year at Bluford. Ever since then, she had been unable to talk about anything else.
Hakeem will be back next month. It's going to be like old times again, I promise, Tara said, trying her best to sound upbeat.
She hoped her words would stop Darcy from rehashing how anxious she felt about him coming back, but she could see from the look on Darcy's face that she was wrong.
I can't wait to see him, but I'm scared, Tara, Darcy said. What if we don't get back together? What if we're, like, all weird now, you know?
It was the third time this week that they'd had this same conversation. Tara felt bad for her, and she had tried her best to soothe Darcy's worries, including talking to her for an hour the other night. But now, after the day Tara had, she wasn't in the mood to do it again.
I'm not gonna lie, Darcy. It's probably gonna be weird for a while. But you two will be all right. You'll see,
Tara insisted, hoping Darcy couldn't hear the weariness in her voice.
But how do you know? I mean, you know what I've been through this summer. What about him? Every time I ask him, he either changes the subject or acts all distant. Darcy again began recounting her last discussion with him. Tara took a deep breath. If it were anyone else, she would have walked away. But this was Darcy, one of her closest friends at Blueford over the past year. Tara couldn't just push her away, especially after the tough summer she had. Besides losing her boyfriend and her grandmother, Darcy ran into trouble with Brian Mason, a 19-year-old who she had secretly hooked up with at the start of the summer. Tara finally found out about it last month when Darcy revealed how the relationship ended. "We started kissing," she had explained, fidgeting nervously with her cell phone as she talked. "But then he started touching me. At first it was okay, but then it was too much. I told him no, but he wouldn't stop. Then he pinned me down. He was just so strong. If my dad hadn't shown up, I don't know what would have happened." Tara knew how Darcy felt. She didn't tell Darcy how upset the story made her or how it stirred her own painful memories. Instead, she helped Darcy find a counselor at the women's clinic near where she worked. Tara had watched the steady stream of girls going there for help since the summer began. Occasionally, she imagined going in herself, but always shrugged off the idea.
"I mean, I keep asking Hakeem to talk, but it's like he doesn't want to," Darcy continued, barely pausing to breathe. "Maybe it's just me, but sometimes I think he's hiding something."
Tara rubbed her forehead and suppressed a yawn. She tried to show Darcy the same interest she had given her the first time they had talked about Hakeem's return, but it was tough. Cooper rolled his eyes while Darcy's back was turned. After listening for a minute, he shrugged and escaped to the concession stand. Tara ignored him. She knew he couldn't understand why Tara felt so protective of Darcy, especially since the assault. Tara knew Darcy wasn't aware of the bond they shared either, their secret pain, but it didn't matter. She could feel it even now, despite Darcy's endless talking.
"The other night he actually talked more about his cousin than anything else," Darcy complained,
listing still more details Tara had already heard. Occasionally, Tara nodded along and added a word or two, but mostly she just listened. It was what she had been doing with her friends and relatives for years. It seemed as if everyone would come to her to talk about their problems as if she had none of her own.
"It's 'cause you got an old soul, Tara. Just like Aunt Deborah," Mom said when she overheard her talking to Darcy one night.
Tara didn't know about souls, but she did try her best to help her people. It made her feel good inside and blocked the dark memories that stalked her mind from time to time. Yet, as she listened to Darcy again, Tara noticed that her friend didn't once stop to ask her how she was doing.
"Why would I care what his cousin is doing?" Darcy asked, as if what Hakeem did was outrageous.
"I don't know. Thank you. That's exactly what I mean," Darcy huffed.
"We were supposed to go to the prom this year. Is that even going to happen now?"
"I can't imagine going with anyone else, but still." Tara sucked her teeth. It was as if Darcy couldn't see anything except herself. And in a way, it felt the same way with Cooper tonight. Everything was about his movie, his hungry stomach, his plan. Cooper returned with an enormous container of popcorn and led them toward the theater. Tara could see he was purposely avoiding the conversation.
"I mean, this is our junior year already. Can you believe it? Seems like we just started yesterday."
Darcy went on and on. Tara half listened as they entered the crowded theater. She spotted a few people from school, including Steve Morris, the annoying running back for Blueford's football team, who acted as if he was the best athlete in the school. Maybe it was true, but that didn't give him the right to look down on everyone else the way he did. Tara had seen it many times before. She knew Steve got on Cooper's nerves, too, though now he hid it well.
"You ready for practice Monday?"
Cooper called out to him. You know it, Steve barked. You better be faster this year if you're going to block for me, Coop.
Not far from Steve, Tara recognized Shanetta Green, a gossipy 11th grader from Bluford's dance team. She wore jeans that flaunted her curvy backside, and for an instant, Tara noticed Cooper looking at her. Two other girls Tara knew, Renita Jackson and Kim Reynolds, sat next to Shanetta texting on their phones and watching everyone who passed by. Shanetta smirked as Tara sat down. The two had known each other since grade school, though they weren't friends. Tara hadn't trusted the girl ever since Shanetta boasted about stealing clothes from the mall when they were in fifth grade. Later, she got a reputation for doing the same thing with boyfriends. In middle school, Tara had heard rumors that Shanetta liked Cooper. It was a while ago, but Tara hadn't forgotten about it.
Look who it is, Tara mumbled as they sat down.
I saw her, Darcy answered back, stopping her endless talking about Hakeem for a minute.
Glad we're not sitting in their row.
Me too. Zombies aren't the only things creeping in this theater, Tara mumbled as the preview started.
The lights dimmed and the murmuring crowd grew silent as Zombie Storm began. Tara was glad to get a break from Darcy, though she wasn't looking forward to 2 hours of blood and gore on the big screen. The movie started with a young girl alone in a dark bedroom. The girl heard rustling behind her closed door and sat up in her bed. Outside, the wind howled menacingly, and a distant rumble of thunder crackled far off. The little girl's eyes glinted in the darkness as something heavy moved in the hallway. The sound began to get louder and closer to her room. The girl was scared, her eyes opened wide with terror. Where were her parents? Tara wondered, her heartbeat growing faster. Why did they leave her alone? Why wasn't anyone helping her? Heavy steps thudded outside of the bedroom door. A large shadow appeared in the gap beneath the door. Someone was standing in the hallway on the other side. It was a view Tara recognized. Maybe on another night she wouldn't have noticed. Maybe on another day it wouldn't have bothered her. But as the scared little girl cowered in her bed, Tara remembered the pictures from this morning. The memory suddenly gushed through her mind like blood from a wound. The thud of footsteps in the hall, the shadows under her bedroom door, the greasy click of the doorknob turning. Uncle Rudy creeping in. Tara could recall it all. An ear-splitting scream erupted behind them from the back of the dark theater. Tara gasped and jumped, bumping into Cooper. He spilled some of his popcorn and cracked up laughing. So did several other people in the theater, including Shanetta, who pointed and whispered something to her friends. In the back row, a group of guys cackled loudly and slapped hands.
Relax, they just playing. See, I knew you'd be scared, Cooper whispered.
Tara glared back at them and then glanced up at the screen as the little girl's door was ripped from its hinges and a zombie entered her bedroom. Tara closed her eyes and sank into her seat. She knew that the little girl's screams and the guy's joke were not real. But the memories, the pounding of her heart, the sweat on her brow, and the tears in her eyes were.
What's happening to me? She thought to herself. What's happening?